From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. In the deepest, darkest ocean, caustic, super hot water teems with life. In the rest of the ocean, the food web is built on photosynthesis. Phytoplankton takes in sunlight and carbon dioxide to give food and oxygen to everything else. But with no sunlight, these deep ocean communities thrive by chemosynthesis. They consume chemical compounds. In the 1970s, scientists were amazed to discover previously unknown species of shrimp, clams, and tube worms living on so-called black smokers. These are hydrothermal vents where water charged with sulfides by volcanic rocks and Earth's crust comes gushing out at hundreds of degrees. Specialized bacteria take in volcanic CO2 and convert it directly into organic compounds. These live symbiotically within or are eaten by the larger creatures there. On the Atlantis Massif, discussed in a prior episode, scientists discovered a new kind of chemosynthetic community. Here, 200-foot-tall white chimneys of calcium carbonate spew near-boiling water that's almost as alkaline as Drano and rich with hydrogen and methane, which microorganisms within the chimneys have evolved to consume. Scientists now wonder if dark oceans on other planets or other moons within our solar system may have hydrothermal vents, which could host their own life forms. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.